We started off our Christmas series talking about Christmas hope. Aren't you thankful we have genuine hope? It's an expectation that what God's promised is going to take place. And that hope we talked about, that hope assures us that we're going to spend eternity in heaven with our God, our Lord, our Savior. And that hope that we have produces in our lives faithful, steadfast faithfulness in Jesus. We trust in Him. And Scripture also says that it produces a love for all the saints. We love one another. We also talked about peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. It guards our hearts and our minds. And today I want to talk to you about Christmas joy. And if you're here today and you don't have any Christmas joy, then it's my prayer that you have such an encounter with Jesus today that when you leave this place, you will leave filled with genuine joy. Amen. They didn't finish with all the children's plays today. They didn't do the announcements. So the only announcements we have is next Sunday is going to be our Christmas Eve Sunday. We're going to have our normal Sunday morning, and then Sunday night we're going to have a candlelight service, and it's not long. It's only about an hour, but it's beautiful. And if you can make it, please join us for that wonderful Christmas Eve Sunday and Sunday night. We will have church this Wednesday night, but following Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, we will not have that Wednesday night. There's a lot of family things going on. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. I love this chapter. Let's begin with verse 8. Verse 8 in Luke chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." I want to stop there for just a moment. I want you to picture this. Angelic choir is going to be there. Okay? There's the glory of God is there. The star, the beautiful star. If you have a problem with decorating for Christmas, you need to talk to God. Because He decorated for Christmas in a powerful way. Let's go on verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Amen. I want us to look today and I want us to think about joy, because our world needs joy. Amen. You look in our world today and all the strife, everything that's taking place, all the poverty, all the heartache, all the pain. Our world needs joy. And I'm not talking about just being happy. You can have happiness from your circumstances. Somebody gives you a present you were really excited about, and you weren't expecting it, and it makes you happy. But that happiness usually doesn't continue to linger, because sooner or later that toy is going to get old. It's going to be tossed aside. What I'm talking about today is joy. Joy that only comes from being right with God, a joy that fills your life, and the Bible says it's joy unspeakable. In other words, we can't express the joy that we have, and this joy is full of the glory of God. And that's the joy God intended for all of us to experience. And so today I want you to join me and say, Lord, fill me afresh with that kind of joy. Amen? I want to have that kind of joy today. Today we do need that joy in this world. And notice in our text, what does it say that was accompanying the birth of our Savior? Look, it's in verse 10. The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Joy, the good news of great joy. Everybody say that with me. Good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. Amen. So now y'all have to get a little excited today. Okay? Because we have good news of joy that's beyond anything the world can ever produce. They can't comprehend the joy that we have, because we know that the Son of God came, born in a manger. And he was here to not just to show us that God was here with us, but he is Emmanuel. But he had a plan, he had a purpose. He was going to the cross. And through the cross, you and I can have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And because we have that personal relationship, our sins are forgiven. We have that joy, that good news of great joy today. And there's a message here in this that God is interested. Now think about this. God is interested in man experiencing great joy. Have you ever thought about that? God cares about you. He cares about your day. And it's His desire, His heart, for you to experience great joy no matter what circumstances you're in. Because the presence of God in us is greater than our circumstances. Amen? How many today know that without a doubt you're living in the grip of God's greatness? You should. You should. Jesus said a powerful thing in John chapter 10, verse 28. He said, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That message there is that we're living in the grip of God's greatness. Amen? And God's got a hold on us, and whatever we face in this life, we're going to make it through. He's not going to let us go. One of my favorite scriptures concerning joy is found in Psalm 16, verse 11. The psalmist is writing here under the direction of the Holy Spirit, and he makes this statement. In your presence, he's talking about the presence of God, is fullness of joy. Did you hear that? In your presence is fullness of joy. So if you lack joy today, you need more of the presence of God. You need to seek Him. He's promised if we draw close to Him, He will what? Draw close to us. So draw close to Him today. Back in our text in verse 11. For there's born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It's the Savior that brings the joy that we need. The reason for joy is proclaimed here in this text. Because a Savior is given. Amen? That's why we have joy. Because the Father gave His Son. A Savior is given. There's a foundation for our joy. It's not something that's contrived or worked up. Oh, I've got to have joy. I've got to have joy. It comes from the presence of God, the Savior that was given. Born to you this day a Savior. There's three things there and that we need to understand. Born to you. It's personal. In our text, it says born to all people. Jesus didn't come for just a select few. He came for you. He would have died on the cross for you if you were the only one. Because he loves you that much. I love that fact. Born to you. If you've never opened your heart to Jesus, today's the day to do it. Notice the next phrase, this day. Notice the third thing, a Savior. So it's personal to us. And I want to remind you that angelic beings do not come with their own message. They don't come with their own message. They only speak what God's told them to speak. Now think about that. We receive Christmas cards. I've received a lot of beautiful Christmas cards, and I'm excited and thankful for all of them and read the little notes that people have sent us, and it's exciting. But you know something about our postal system? Our postal system that has to have a law that if your mail is opened before you receive it, it's against the law. We don't have to worry about that with the message that comes from God. His message is more reliable than the United States Postal Service. His message is more reliable than FedEx or UPS. Amen? You can depend on the message that you're receiving from Him. You can say, it is for me. This is what God has for me. Amen. Born to you this day, a Savior. I love that. Today, I want you to think about that. I'm not talking about some future prospect. I'm saying that God wants you to have joy right now at this moment today. Not sometime in the future when your circumstances change, but right now, He wants His presence to bring that joy in the midst of whatever storm you're in, whatever difficulty you're in, or maybe you're excited about Christmas and everything's going good. But that's not joy from God. There's a deeper joy than being happy about Christmas. And that's what I want to grasp. That's what I want for each and every one of us. Now think about this. What causes your joy to be diminished? What causes your joy to be diminished? One thing that causes joy to be diminished is some people in the church, Christian believers, they get discouraged and caught up about all of the materialism that goes on. Church, don't get robbed of your joy. Don't. You know, the world doesn't have anything going for it. It doesn't have anything it can really celebrate. So the world looks at the Christians and sees a genuine celebration about the true and the living God. Amen. He's living. He's powerful. He's alive. He's right at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you and I. We have something to celebrate today. And the world sees that and celebrates. And guess what? Why do we give gifts? Because God gave us the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. That gift of Jesus that brings us great joy. That gift. Well, that's why in every gift that I give, and that's my love language. I love to give gifts. Melinda'd rather I vacuum the house than give her a gift, but I don't want to do that. I want to give her a gift. I'd rather buy her a $200 gift than vacuum the house, but that's another story. But I love to give gifts, and every time I give a gift, I like to give gifts that surprise people, that they're not expecting, and gifts that may be far more than what they're expecting. And why do I do that? Because God's Word tells us that if you're going to give, be generous. And every time, with every gift that I give this time of year, I'm giving because God gave me the greatest gift of all. And celebration will always cost you something. And if we're going to celebrate and God's called us to celebrate, it's okay. I don't worry about materialism. People get caught up in that. As often as I can, I bring them back to why. Why are you giving gifts? Why? Why do we have such a celebration? It's all about Jesus. Amen. Christmas traditions. Have you thought much about Christmas traditions? They can be dead traditions or they can be living traditions. And I want you to think about that. A dead tradition is a tradition where you're just going through the motions. It's just something that you have to do because it's this time of year. I never want traditions to be dead. I want our traditions to be life. They're pointing. They're significant that God has done for us. So you could say that our traditions need to be reincarnated. Now that's where it was amusing to me that Brother Dimitri talked about reincarnation in the places that he traveled, because we don't believe that. The Bible doesn't teach that. You only get one shot at life and then you die. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. We're going to stand before the true and the living God. You don't get a second shot. If you do pretty good, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be something better. Or if I wasted this life and did some bad things, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be some kind of animal that I hate. People actually believe that. Now, I'm not talking about reincarnation in that way, but I'm talking about a freshness of life. That traditions, when we come to Christmas, church, I love tradition as long as they're packed full of the Holy Spirit life. Amen? That's what I want. Every time I read the Christmas story, every time our kids come and take part in the pageantry of Christmas, I never want it to become dead and lifeless, and oh, here we go again, another year. I wonder if any of the kids are going to do something funny, keep my attention. They're always so cute. But I want the Holy Spirit's presence, the life of God in everything that we do. Everything that we do. I want that life coming. To you this day, a Savior. To you this day, this Christmas, I want that to be just branded into your heart. To you this day, a Savior, Christ the Lord. A constant revelation. Now, I want you to think about this. Some people struggle with celebrating. I've had people say, well, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving and I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm thankful every day, and I'm celebrating Jesus every day. Well, I don't think that it's wrong to have a day that we celebrate Christmas or celebrate Thanksgiving. Because God, in the Word, He called His people to three specific, there were more feasts, but there were three specific feasts that all the people were to come and celebrate and take part in. Now, he didn't say, now, I only want you to celebrate and be thankful on this one day, and then the rest of the year you don't have to. But he did say, I want once a year to you to come and be reminded of what God did for you and to celebrate it. Every year I have something that some pastor will send me. Why you shouldn't celebrate Christmas. I'm serious, and it breaks my heart. And I read the Christmas story and God was celebrating. Amen? I think it's okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. I think it's okay to celebrate Christmas. Because God had feasts, and they were to remind the people of what he had done for them, to teach the next generation what God had done for them, and to remind them that they served the true and the living God that was the same that he is today as what he did for them in the past. And they're to celebrate that. Are you with me? So don't get discouraged. Don't get upset about people that say, well, I don't celebrate Christmas. I've had people get upset and say, well, you know, Santa is just wrong. Really, church, I don't think God's really that concerned about Santa. If you research it, you find out it comes from a good traditional source. It comes from St. Nicholas, who was a godly man, and he gave gifts. The world tries to change those things. But church, really, is God upset? You know, I've had people come to me and say, did you know that if you take the letters in Santa and you rearrange them, it spells Satan? They were so consumed with this. Church, I don't want to bring legalism, because legalism destroys. But whatever we do in this celebration Christmas season, it's all about Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. God called them together because there was a breakthrough in their national history. They were celebrating the deliverance from Egypt. They were celebrating that God gave them this land flowing with milk and honey. They were to be thankful. But God says, this one day every year, I want you to celebrate. It's okay to celebrate on December the 25th. It probably wasn't the day Jesus was born. Most Bible scholars think it was probably in September, because the shepherds were in the flocks during that period of time, September, October. But church, it's not about the exact day, okay? It's about celebrating a son was given. There's good news of great joy, and I can experience that joy. And we're remembering what God's done for us, and when we invite him into our heart and into our lives, and church, we want to share the joy. Quit being a Scrooge. Some Christians think it's got to be serious and all this commercialism and stuff and Santa and stuff and Rudolph or the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I never understood Rudolph or the Red-Nosed. You know, people at all kinds of things get them distracted instead of focusing and allowing the joy of the Holy Spirit's presence in your heart and life rise up, where people know that even if you're struggling in some area in your life, you've got a deep abiding joy from the presence of the Lord that no one can steal from you. No one can take that away. And they're going to see that joy, and they're going to know it's not about happiness because I got a new Harley for Christmas. No, I didn't. It's not about a short-term happiness. It's about deep, abiding joy from the presence of the living God. Amen? So don't let commercialism. Another thing about commercialism. You may not know this, But the vast majority of stores, businesses, make the profit for the year at Christmas. If it wasn't for Christmas, they wouldn't make a profit. That's true. So think about that. Celebrating our Creator, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, boosts the economy of the entire world to keep it going. So don't let it get to you. Don't become legalistic. Don't allow all the different things that people say rob you of enjoying Christmas. There's Santa on his way. I want Mitch to come. My message today was a simple message, but it's so important. Because I encounter so many people that Christmas becomes a time of discouragement, a time of difficulty to just make it through. And maybe you're here today and you had a difficult Christmas as a child. Maybe your family didn't celebrate Christmas. Maybe there was something tragic that happened around the Christmas season. Today, I want you to draw close to the Lord and let Him bring this great news of great joy, this good news of great joy into your heart and into your life in a more powerful way than you've ever had before. And the reason I want is not just for you to experience that. It's because when we leave this building and we go out this week, you go through Walmart and there's people that are fighting over a toy. Whatever you encounter, the world needs to see that joy. In the midst of heartache and pain, in the midst of sickness or disease, church, we can have joy. And I want that joy to rise up within your heart in such a powerful way that people recognize that joy that you have isn't just happiness over some gift. And they'll want to know what is the reason for that great joy that you have. Would you stand with me? I want to ask our prayer team to come. I want to ask our prayer team to come across the front, to come around the back. And I want you to be honest today. Is this just another Christmas season for you? Are you worried about what's going on at work or what's going on in the family in some way? Or are you worried about something else that you really haven't focused on Jesus and let the traditions of Christmas become fresh and alive in your heart? And if you're struggling in anything today, I want you to come to one of our prayer team members. And I want you to leave this service today filled with joy. If you don't know Jesus, I want you to come and I want you to give your heart, give your life to Him today. Tell Him that you surrender everything to Him, that you want Him to cleanse you and forgive you of all your sin, to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior. If you are struggling emotionally and you're depressed and discouraged, come and ask God, Lord, overwhelm me with your presence so I can experience genuine joy. If you're struggling with a sickness or of some kind, come and say, Jesus, want to know you as healer today. Whatever you need, I want to pray with our team today that God's going to meet you at the point of that need, and that you're going to leave here with joy unspeakable. You can't express. That means you can't express the joy that you have because you have encountered Jesus. It's unspeakable and it's full of glory. That's the joy that the Holy Spirit brings. It's full of God's glory. So as Mitch leads us in a song, I want you to step out from where you are. And we're not going to take long, but we're going to pray for you today, whatever your need is.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.